Blog Talk Radio.
Joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Starr. How you
Hello,
doing, Mama?
Everyone. I'm okay. How is everybody? Oh, geez. Shout out. I'll just claim, and then we can do a very short show tonight.
Yeah. Jeff and Stephen, if you're listening, I'm gonna send you guys a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you both. All right. Do your disclaimer.
Okay. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We're very happy to have you. We apologize that tonight is going to be a short show. It's been a crazy week. Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. I am liable to say anything, and I am full of expletives this evening especially, so if bad language, bodily function discussions offend you, we apologize, but we don't apologize. So,
yeah.
It has been 2 weeks of Mondays, and the worst end of Mondays that I can remember in quite some time. Everyone I've dealt with in a mood, everyone has a chip on their shoulder. The planets are moving in some kind of weird-ass direction. I don't fucking know, but I will tell you, I'm kind of sick of everybody's shit, and everybody is sick of mine, so there you go. The feeling is mutual all the way around. I will say that I was going to do a rant tonight, but because of the intense emotion around it and the aggravation that I am experiencing, I am going to save it for next week, because it is still too fresh and too bothersome to me to release it coherently. So please forgive me. I will be doing a rather extensive rant next week. How about you?
where do I start? I don't know. There's like a couple things. Just fucking drama and attention seeking, and you know, it's like, okay,
just say it, just get it out there, Mama.
Yeah, and this is not just one person, but you know, this like kind of came to a head last night. You know, there is somebody that you know I dated at one point that, you know, I put up with them. You know, it's like, and he contacted me last night and had to talk to me. And it's like, I'm sorry, but it's like after 10, I haven't heard from you in a while, which is a good thing because, you know, he's on the other side of the political gambit and, you know, I've taken him out of my news feed, so I don't want to see it because he will go bye-bye. So, like, you know, I explained. I'm like, well, I've got to go pick up my oldest son from, you know, work in a few. And then when I get home, I got to go to bed because I got to get up the younger one early in the morning. So, no. You know, because I am – you can reach me by text. I prefer that because at any given time I'm doing multiple things. You know, I'm generally always busy. And if I'm not busy, I want some downtime. I don't have to explain that to anybody. You know? So it's like, yeah, no, you know, I don't, you know, if you want to talk to me right now, you can text me. But otherwise, I got to go. And then, it was, you know, I said, is everything okay? Just making sure, you know, to, like, just in case it was an emergency. You know, I wouldn't want to leave somebody hanging like that. But anyway, not that it's my responsibility. So, and then I get this whiny ass, guess I don't get my 5 minutes. And I'm like, what? And I'm already in the parking lot to pick up my son, waiting on him to be done. And I'm like, what? You know, and my call before you pick your husband up. And I'm like, first of all, it's my son. My husband is in bed sleeping. Second of all, I already went over this before and explained to you, you were not going to get a phone call. You know, he's like, oh, okay, I got you. It's like, you know, good. Glad you're quick on the uptake there, buddy. But, and then I got invited to lunch, which was nice, but I absolutely did not have time today. You know, it was last minute. You know, it was a nice offer. You know, but I called him, like I said I was going to, and all of a sudden he's running errands. It's like, you know what? I've had it with this bullshit. I've had it. It's like, don't ask me to do something. I tell you when I'm available, you say okay, and then you're not available. Fuck you. You're not getting another phone call from me. You want to talk to me, you text me.
Mm.
You know, I just can't stand when people, you know, because that is the quickest way for me to get over it. It's for you to ignore me and ignore me and ignore me. And when you do answer me in little, you know, trite little bitchy answers and expect me to be okay. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You ignore me for months on end, and then all of a sudden you're back in the picture? No, fuck that. I'm not jumping because I'm not a trained SEAL. And I'm over it. I'm over it with, like, everybody on the planet. Don't pull that bullshit with me. But I feel better.
Of course. Any more? Anything else you would like to release?
The Kraken.
The crack whore.
No,
someone released
the
crack whore.
Oh, I think those have been released. They're all over the place. But yeah, I don't know what's going on. And because I'm seeing friends. You know, and you have had a tough time, and I don't know if there was, like, some kind of sun flare or what the hell is going on, but everybody seems to be in just, you know, a rightfully pissy mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for their own reasons, and it's kind of cascading and trickling down to everybody else, because this one's in a bad mood, therefore it puts these three or four people who have had to interact with them in bad moods. It's like, you know, I mean, even the youngest, he's like arguing with me over homework. I'm like, ugh. Ah. Make it go away.
I know. So, needless to say, it's been a week of insane aggravation. And exhaustion from dealing with said aggravation. It's just really been so mentally draining to have to deal with everyone's mood, because it's not even about being empathetic. It's really just you walk into a room and you could feel the tension and cut it with a knife. It's got nothing to do with empathy. It's mere vibrations that people pick up. And it's real simple. Everything is not all mystical and, you know, whatever. Sometimes shit is just what it fucking is. As I once told somebody, you know what? Everything's not magic. Sometimes shit is just shit, you know. So if anybody else has experienced pure, unadulterated shit this week, we sympathize, we empathize, because it seems like just everybody and their fucking mother is going through it. I mean, everybody. Everybody's in a shit mood. Everybody's feeling, I don't know if it's got to do with the weather change, because our weather here is super hot lately, last couple of days. I mean, high 80s for March is almost unheard of in a lot of places, and you know, on this coast. But then again, tomorrow and all through the weekend, up until and through Monday, I believe, we're going to have near freezing temperatures at night again, and much cooler weather, like 20 to 30 degrees cooler during the day. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. I would assume in part it does. Because you just don't know what to wear.
Yeah, there's actually a possibility that we may even get snow. Which,
that's the mountains.
You all,
that's not us.
Huh?
That's not us.
No?
That's the mountains, baby.
Okay, I thought
no,
it was
not
according
here.
To a
the
British
mountains.
Thing.
The
okay.
mountains are expecting snow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But where we are in the Piedmont foothill type situation, though. Yeah, we're in the city, so it's not, we're not up at the high enough elevation to get the snow, but they are expecting snow in parts of our state later this weekend.
I may have to.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I mean, I dress in the morning like it's still fall or winter. Well, not winter because it's been still a little bit too warm, but by the end of the day or even the late afternoon, it's like, oh, too many fucking layers. No wonder I'm sweating to death. And, you know, you're uncomfortable because everything, you know, your environment is changing so drastically in a matter of hours. So I'm sure that has something to do with it. But mentally, everyone just seems off and pissy. And it could be election related, which is what my rant next week is going to be about. You know, anybody who listened last week had the pleasure of hearing our monthly guest, Taliesin Govanen, who is our pagan pundit. And there's just continuing things that are to the point where I'm looking at some of my friends as though they might as well be Republicans. But again, I don't want to do this rant now. I will do it when I'm calmer next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, it's just not a good time for me to start going off. Because if I do, it ain't going to be cute. It will not be pretty. People will be mad. I mean, people are going to be mad at what I say anyway. And I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I know it's odd being on the radio and saying that, but the point of our show is it's our show. So,
yeah.
But it's just way too, emotions are way too high right now for me to just launch into something. So, I suffice it to say that it's been a long of Mondays, a few weeks of Mondays actually for some of us. It just seems like there's no relief in sight. So it's a little bit crazy right now. But
well,
it
was daylight savings time too.
Well, that doesn't bother me. You know, this is the real time, isn't it? I get confused between, the other time is the real time?
Yeah.
I can't
that's why it throws me off. And, I'm happy for everybody that likes extra daylight, but it's not really extra daylight. it's not. You know, I don't know, but
What my sister is trying to say is, and please allow me to interpret, when equinox happens, it happens when it happens. The days become longer during obvious parts of the year, spring and summer. You have more daylight no matter what we fucking do with our clocks. So it's
exactly
the progression of the year where in the winter the days are shorter and in the summer the days are longer. So whether you turn your clock back or forward or whatever, you're not actually acquiring an hour or losing an hour. We're just shifting the clock. I mean, I know that the common thought reason of it was for farmers. I found out recently, and I apologize for not having the definitive answer, but I found out recently that really has nothing to do with it. But the fact of the matter is, it's no longer a necessity. You know, the energy crisis that we went through in the 70s, I don't know if that was part of what continued it, but that, you know, is no longer happening either. We're in a crisis, but we're in such a multi-level crisis as a planet. There's way too many things to address on that level. But the idea of daylight savings time has lost its meaning. There's really no reason to continue to do it. I think we just do certain things as a people out of habit, or as a country out of habit. And even some states don't actually recognize the difference in daylight savings time. For example, there are folks in Arizona where, well, 1 minute you people are 3 hours, you know, ahead of us, and then the next minute you people are 2 hours ahead of us. I mean, that's how my friends in Arizona explain it. Because they don't do the daylight savings time situation everywhere in the country. So,
California's getting rid of it.
We should all just decide as a country, is this something we need? But here's the problem with that. It'll have to be brought up as a bill, and it will have to go through the House and Senate, and then we will waste another, I don't know, $2 or $3 million just on this fucking discussion. About daylight savings time, because if anybody knows how to waste time, it's the Congress. It just is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how these people make a living. They have big arguments for large sums of money, and they extend them a long time. And the real business of the people, like, getting somebody to the Supreme Court to fill a vacancy, heaven forfend we should do that. Please, let me just say this part. That argument about, you know, you don't vote someone in or confirm a Supreme Court member while we're in an election year is complete and utter bullshit. So anything you've heard from the right or anyone else for that matter who has said to you that, no, it is the providence of the new president to make these decisions is lying to you, lying to you, lying to you. While you have an acting president, that president's job is to appoint Supreme Court justices. And the Congress's job is to vote and discuss and have hearings to meet with this person or people. So they are derelict in their duties again because they keep thinking that they're going to win this upcoming election. And here's the problem with that, especially this go-round. They don't like either of their two front runners. And I don't even consider Ted Cruz a front runner, to be honest with you, because Trump kicks his ass, except for the few states Cruz won. Trump has swept everything. I'm afraid of both men equally, and I have said publicly that John Kasich seems to be the only half-not-scary one out of all of them. And it's not because I agree with anything that comes out of this man's mouth. However, Trump is a loose cannon, and Cruz is too much of a fundamentalist Christian. I would take the soft disappointment of being nauseated by John Kasich over either of those two other people if I had to make a choice. Fortunately, I don't have to make a choice on that side because I am a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. But again, more on that next week. the fact of the matter is, while you have a sitting and active president, which we fucking do, it is his providence to make this appointment and to have the Congress hearings and give a solid reason why yay or nay, not just because your president is black. Sorry. I know you Republicans don't like Obama, at least most of you. And I know we have Republicans and Bible thumpers who listen to our show. Sorry, fuckers, you're wrong. for the most part, you're all insane, because unless you are extremely rich and white and male, there is no legitimate reason for you to be a Republican in this particular climate. Now, this was not always the case, obviously. Republicans used to be the good guys, and Democrats were the fucking bastards. Interesting how things have shifted over decades and centuries, the couple that we've had. But you know what I'm saying? As far as being a government, having a government and having political parties and all of this, it's very strange how things have turned around. I will admit to Mike Lee at watching the Republican Party implode a bit. I don't know that they actually know who they're going to prop up. Romney says he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it. I don't believe anybody who says that straight out of hand, because if you ran for it, you obviously wanted it at some point. So I don't know.
Exactly.
It's the highest office, in my opinion, in the world. It's certainly a control freak's wet dream. I know, because I've dreamt of it myself on occasion. Not that I would ever fucking want to do it. I admit, too much responsibility for me. I would not want to run the world. I would not want that responsibility. I am not smart enough. I know that. At least I have the decency to admit it.
You're a hell of a lot smarter than what they've got to offer. You know, and the thing that I do find interesting, I read a tidbit today. I don't mean to derail your conversation, but...
No, you're good.
Trump may actually legally be in trouble because Ben Carson, of course, you know, once, you know, he kind of comes out of his nap phase, you know, and actually speaks, admitted that the only reason he endorsed Donald Trump was because Donald Trump offered him a position in his cabinet or in his whatever. You know,
cabinet,
that's illegal.
Cabinet.
That is, yeah, that,
well,
that's illegal to elicit
a job offer. And here's the thing about it. It's not just Ben Carson. Ben Carson is just not together enough to know that it's a secret. Well, I mean, seriously, because obviously the only reason Chris Christie is there is because he must have been promised something as well.
Exactly.
So basically, it would not surprise me if Rubio, there's an offer somewhere for him. I'm sure Cruz will have an offer. It is obviously, well, not obviously, because we haven't gone through all the primaries, but it's looking like Trump will sweep it, in a manner of speaking. He hasn't won everything, but he's won enough that he's far enough ahead. While the mathematical odds are completely lost for Kasich, Rubio's gone already. Cruz is like, you know, Cruz and the chest pounding of I'm the only one who can beat Donald Trump. You really didn't, dude. You won a few states. Congratulations. It's a decent effort, but you're really not going to go anywhere, I hope. Because he just, I'm sorry, Count Chubula scares the living piss out of me. He really does. I'm glad I gave you a tickle on that one. But, I mean, he looks like, you know, somebody
that.
Well, somebody called him Fat Dracula, and I said, no, it's Count Chubula. And, you know, and now that's the joke around town, that he's Count Chubula. But he's scary. There's something icky and dark and slimy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, even seeing him on TV, I immediately need to run and take a shower because the guy is just too gross for work. I mean, I don't know what it is, but there's some nasty, dirty secret there somewhere, I think. And he just kind of grosses me out, and I can't figure out exactly what it is, but there's just something there that makes me go, oh, fucking ew. But you know what? They did a little spot on his wife, and his wife made a very interesting comment that Ted Cruz, the only person he listens to, is his mother. So every time we have a disagreement, we have to call Mimi.
What?
Ew.
How old is he?
He's in his 40s.
He needs his... Oh,
this was from his wife during when she was acting as a surrogate during one of the campaign stops. And she said that, and I went, oh, yuck. Do you really want a president who calls mommy and says, mommy, I don't know what to do. North Korea is launching missiles. I'm scared, mommy. I mean, really? Is that what is this the person the Republicans think is a good idea? I got to tell you, no. Mm-mm. Not for it. Not happening.
That is
not
so creepy.
It is. Look at it on, if you have a chance to watch Showtime, the show is called The Circus. And I believe it was either this last Sunday's episode or the Sunday before. But the show is called The Circus, and it's done by two gentlemen who have a show on MSNBC. And I apologize for not having that information.
That's okay.
Oh, it's called, I think it's called With All Due Respect. That's what it's called. That's the name of the show. And the two gentlemen who run the show are the two men who do this show called The Circus for Showtime. I highly recommend it. It's very interesting. It's a little bit of a behind the scenes of what's going on in the campaign. And it's very much up to the minute. It seems to me that they record up until Saturday for airing the next day. So if you get a chance.
Joey.
I'm not.
Joey in the chat room said it's The Circus.
It's fantastic. And The Circus is the show on Showtime. But these two gentlemen have a show on MSNBC as well every night.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. With All Due Respect is the name of their MSNBC.
But
yes, I don't get paid by Showtime. This is, like, not a Showtime endorsement. But that show is particularly interesting. Catch it if you can. And that's, I think, as far as I want to go with politics tonight.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah, I extended a little bit so we didn't run out of time, but we're pretty much at the 30-minute mark. I hope all y'all have had a much better day than we have. And if you haven't, I'm sorry. Go soak in a hot tub.
We
have a glass of wine.
Definitely.
Yeah, we feel you.
Definitely.
We feel you.
We do.
Hopefully. With the spring equinox, I think that's what it is. Maybe everything is kind of all the drudge from the winter is finally kind of accumulating, and hopefully it will turn around and be bright and happy with the spring equinox, which, by the way, happy spring equinox to everybody.
Yes.
Happy Ostara.
Okay.
We
happy
wish
Ostara.
You bright, prosperous, growing future and monetary gain and friendship and love and happiness, and we're going to go shake off
this nasty week, man.
Wealth,
health, and happiness to all of you, and we're going to go defunk from this week that we've had, and we ask you in thought to defunk with us, man. Just shake it off, baby. Shake it off. You're going to get through it. It's going to be all right.
Oh, and before we go, I did want to give a shout-out to Miss Julie and Miss Janie for their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to y'all. And I do
happy
believe
birthdays.
That Susana has one coming up, so happy birthday to you, too.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Love you, Susana. Please visit Susana's Closet, Saga's Cottage. Callan Kennedy has amazing stuff that she does every morning. The American Witch, it's fantastic. She's just awesome. She does a morning tarot and a morning astrological read, and they're brilliant, and I try to post them every day. she's brilliant. We know very talented people. We are very fortunate. So
yeah.
We thank y'all. We love y'all. And we will... I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, speaking of talented people, our fabulous sponsors, the Angry Cauldron, we love them. So go visit them.
We do.
You can find them on our blog.
Yes.
We will have new postings for you on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we will be welcoming back Ms. Tonya Brown. She's got a new book
yes.
release. So we are excited.
Love
it's always a good time when Mrs. Brown comes on. So we're happy
we love
about
Mrs.
that.
Brown.
Yes.
We are.
And you will, too. If you haven't listened to her, go listen to her previous show, and you'll get a feel for what's coming, and it should be a good time. So we'll see you for longer next week. In the meantime, go ground. We love you guys. Bright blessings.
We love you. Night, everybody.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.